Come forth! Let the Lord of the Black Land come forth!
The King of Gondor calls you forth!
I am the mouth of Sauron. Is there any in this rout with authority to treat with me, or indeed with wit to understand me? Not thou, at least, self-styled King of Gondor.
I am Aragorn, son of Arathorn, and wear the blade once borne by Isildur against the Dark Lord you claim to speak for.
I am a herald and ambassador, and may not be assailed.
Where such laws hold, it is also the custom for ambassadors to use less insolence.
So, then thou art the spokesman, old Greybeard. Have we not heard of thee at Wilds, and of thy wanderings, ever hatching plots and mischief at a safe distance?
I am Gandalf the White.
Well, Master Gandalf, this time thou hast stuck out thy nose too far, and thou shalt see what comes to him who sets his foolish webs before the feet of Sauron the Great.
Come to your message, if message you have for us.
I have tokens that I was bidden to show to thee in especial, if thou shouldst dare to come.
What tokens?
Allow me to show them to you. A sword, a grey cloak with an elvish brooch, and a coat of silver mail.
Silence.
So, you have yet another of these imps with you. What use do you find in them, I cannot guess. But to send them as spies into Mordor is beyond even your accustomed folly. Still, I thank him. For it is plain that this brat at least has seen these tokens before, and it would be vain for you to deny them now.
I do not wish to deny them. Indeed, I know them all and all their history, and despite your scorn, foul mouth of Sauron, you cannot say as much.
Dwarf coat, elf cloak, blade of the downfallen west, and spy from the little ratland of the Shire. These are the marks of a conspiracy.
Why do you bring them here?
Maybe he that bore these things was a creature that you would not grieve to lose. And maybe otherwise. One dear to you, perhaps. Good. Good. He was dear to you, I see. Or else his errand was one that you did not wish to fail. It has. And now he shall endure the slow torment of years, as long and slow as our arts in the great tower can contrive, and never be released. Unless, maybe, when he is changed and broken, so that he may come to you, and you shall see what you have done. This shall surely be, unless you accept my lord's terms.
Name the terms.
These are the terms. The rabble of Gondor and its deluded allies shall withdraw at once beyond the river Anduin. First, taking oaths never again to assail Sauron the Great in arms, open or secret. All lands east of the river shall be Sauron's forever, solely. West of the Anduin, as far as the Misty Mountains and the Gap of Rohan, shall be tributary to Mordor, and men there shall bear no weapons, but shall have leave to govern their own affairs. But they shall help to rebuild Isengard, which they have wantonly destroyed. And that shall be Sauron's. And there his lieutenant shall dwell. Not Saruman, but one more worthy of trust.
Is it Sauron's new lieutenant that speaks with me now?
That is not a matter which concerns you, Greybeard.
If you are to be the new tyrant of Isengard and we your slaves, it concerns us greatly.
I have named the terms.
If indeed we rated this prisoner so high, what surety have we that Sauron, the base master of treachery, will keep his part? Where is the prisoner? Let him be brought forth and yielded to us, and then we will consider these demands.
Do not bandy words in your insolence with the mouth of Sauron. Surety you crave? Sauron gives none. If you sue for his clemency, you must first do his bidding. These are his terms. Take them or leave them.
These tokens we will take. These we will take in memory of our friend. But as for your terms, we reject them utterly. Get you gone, for your embassy is over and death is near to you. We did not come here to waste words in treating with Sauron, faithless and accursed, still less with one of his slaves. Be gone!
But Gandalf, Frodo!
The mouth of Sauron may lie.
Uruk-hai!
The trap is sprung. We are surrounded by the whole host of Mordor, and we must fight!
Come, Master. We're here. Well, let us try and finish our task.
Yes. Yes, Sam, it's all right now. The eye has looked away. But for a moment, I almost took out the ring and... Sam, look out! Take that, Smeekay! Now, wicked master! Wicked master cheats his He mustn't go that way. He mustn't. Precious. Give it to me. Oh, yes. Give it to us.
Never, Smeagol. Never.
Never. Is it, Master? Nasty hobbitses doesn't realize how long never is it.
No! Down! Down! Down, you creeping thing! And out of my path. Be gone. And trouble me no more. If you touch me ever again, you will be cast into the fire of doom yourself.
Look out, Master. He'll spring. Quick, Mr. Frodo, go on. There's no time to lose.
Yes.
I'll deal with him.
I must go on.
Go on.
Farewell, Sam. This is the end of ends. On Mount Doom, doom shall fall. Farewell.
Yeah. Now, at last I can deal with you.
Don't kill us. Let us leave.
Remember Gandalf's words. Gollum may yet have some part to play for good or ill.
Oh, curse you, you stinking thing. Go away. Be off.
I don't trust you, not as far as I could kick you. But be off. Well, I shall hurt you, yes. With nasty, cruel steel.
Good hobbit. Go on. Nice hobbit.
Go on.
Yes. We go.
Frodo! Oh, Master! Mr. Frodo! Wait for me!